Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Chambers of commerce across our state stay busy representing the interests of their business members and in the process helping them grow their businesses. Our next guest's chamber probably stays extra busy, operating next door to one of the largest cities in the South. Dean Fail is president and CEO of the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Dean, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Glad to be on.
Now, first of all, give us a brief overview of your chamber.
The York County Regional Chamber is actually a merger of multiple local chambers about 21 years ago, Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Teugacay, and Greater York Community, which is the county seat here. We have businesses represented throughout the county and also into Mecklenburg County, being close to Charlotte, of course, as well as Lancaster and Union Counties, Union County, North Carolina. Right at 900 members. Our primary focus falls in the arena of advocacy, diversity, equity, inclusion, leadership development, workforce and talent development, and certainly just kind of being that convener business decision centered around economic health in the county.
And so is it your perception that the business members you have or the business community that is in your county, are they seeing spillover business coming from the Charlotte area?
Yeah, absolutely. And here in York County, I mean, we really see some spillover from beyond just Mecklenburg County, but certainly Charlotte is the big dog in the region. And so, yes, heavy financial sector in Charlotte, but we've got a number of financial players here. And now with things playing up and bubbling up more in the healthcare industry, we see that activity. But just kind of the proximity with 77 and rail service getting us down to the Port of Charleston easily, there's just a lot of connectivity. So we actually work very closely with Janet Labar and Joe Boss and those guys up at the Charlotte Regional Business Alliance.
And of course, a lot of business is generated in Charlotte from the professional sports scene. Big teams there, a new one with Major League Soccer now in Charlotte. Talk about how that is bringing business your way.
Well, you know, that's really an exciting activity. You know, sports tourism in our area, I think Rock Hill has really led the way on a local municipality level in the country with sports tourism, with some of the amenities we have. I mean, we have the Manchester Soccer Complex, which is one of the premier soccer complexes in the Southeast. And to kind of have that and the opportunity to partner with the Charlotte soccer team creates an automatic connection and opportunity, and really kind of a spillover. So, of course, Rock Hill being known as Football City USA, I mean, we just had our 43rd player from the city of Rock Hill get drafted by the NFL. Those things create quite a good bit of energy. So when we host tournaments here in the area, soccer tournaments or other tournaments, having that access to similar programming in Charlotte is really cool, and it creates a good bit of energy. And so, yeah, absolutely creates some spillover. Of course, you know, we were still hopeful that the Panthers training facility details will get ironed out, and, you know, we'll see that project get back underway. For your listeners that, you know, aren't aware, the Panthers a couple of years ago announced that they were going to build their training facility in Rock Hill, right off the interstate. And that effort has currently stalled. But, you know, it just shows the potential symbiotic relationship between Charlotte and Rock Hill and York County and the region.
And so you feel good about the training facility getting back on track?
Oh, I don't think any of us feel good about a project of that magnitude that has stalled. So, no, I wouldn't say that I'm bullish on what might be the outcome there. Certainly hopeful that cooler heads will start to kind of see the mutual benefit. Just the prime location, York County, the second largest county in the Charlotte MSA. Our growth is expected to double in the next 30 years, certainly becoming a more significant player in the region. So just a wonderful location, having an interstate interchange into the property and only being approximately 22 minutes from downtown Charlotte. A pretty prime location. So unfortunate that it stalled, and certainly from an economic standpoint, it still has great economic benefit if it could be worked out.
Well, Dean, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
No, thank you for calling, and look forward to this show and many more that you have.
Dean Fail is president and CEO of the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce. We will have a link to the chamber posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.